9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And we have liftoff.
We don't have no music.
Oh, no. There you go. Hi, Chris. Quack, quack. Hi, Victor. Hi, Sip Ride.
I'm struggling today. I don't know what is going on.
Sunspots. Sunspots, everybody. Sunspots. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Coley. Show, Mr. Coley. Good to see
you. Hello.
Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show, coming to you live from across the United States, stretching diagonally from Vancouver, Washington, to around the Atlanta, Georgia area, with a little stop in Colorado.
Yes, where you're closer to heaven.
With the angels.
Oh, where the slaps what, that's for sure.
Oh, man.
Got a few of them out here.
I did the countdown today, part of the opening. I looked up at the clock and it said 7:59. I mean 6:59, and I was like, oh my gosh, I am so late. I am so late. I did the countdown, but I did the countdown in celebration of Richard Branson's trip into space yesterday. He's that billionaire from England. He owns Virgin Airs.
Yes.
His space company is called Virgin Galactics. Galactic, and so they made their little first trip into space with the VSS Unity.
Oh, well,
and,
nice.
It was pretty exciting stuff. Pretty exciting stuff. And these...
Hi, Crazy Kane. Hi, Jess Doug.
And I guess in 9 days, the guy, Jeff Bezos? Uh-huh. Jeff Bezos? Isn't he the Amazon guy?
Yeah. Yes.
Amazon guy.
I think so.
He's going to go... He's going up in space on the 20th. He's launching his missile, his rocket, the New Shepard from the Blue Origin. He's going up into space. It's funny because I haven't, I kind of follow that stuff quite a bit, and I don't recall seeing much press on these two guys at all, and they're prepping for the space. And this isn't something that you just did over the weekend.
No.
Hey, you know what? I think I'm going to build a missile and go into space. You know,
it's been going on for many years.
It's had to have been going on for at least.
Hi, DeGray.
Going on 10 years with these guys because all the trials and the launchings and all that stuff. But anyway, it's exciting stuff, and I think it's exciting because the it's the private sector doing it, and of course, you know, we all know about Elon Musk. I mean, he's. His attempts, his goings on is well publicized, so that's interesting there. And I think that's why these other guys. These guys.
You're a better oinker than me.
Well, I've been called a pig, so there you go.
Oh, wow!
These guys come in under the weather, under the radar from Elon Musk. But hey, congratulations, Richard. I bet it was great. I can't wait to see photos and that stuff from his I saw a little bit of video on that from him being up in space, man. It is awesome. It's awesome. I've been intrigued by space travel since I was a little tiny kid. I mean, I'm old enough. I remember the Mercury guys, you know, John Glenn, you know, these first guys going up in space in their little single man capsules. Hi, Jay Baby. Thank you for the picture.
She's got a pretty rock on her hand.
Oh, man. That's a gorgeous ring. That's a gorgeous ring. I love that marquee cut stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Very pretty.
Yeah, very
lucky
pretty.
Lucky girl.
Very pretty.
Lucky man, I should say.
Fancy.
Uh-huh. And I have to say something real quick while the DeGray is in the house.
You go ahead.
I cannot believe that he has twins that are 21 years old.
I know.
When he was in, he took him out for a drink, and I'm like, what? He looks so young.
What was he, 10 years old when he had those kids?
I was like, what? Wait a minute. Rewind, and I listened to it again. I was like, damn, he did. He's,
I know.
Good for you as you get older. I mean, I think I look pretty damn good for the age that I am. And you know, I think I look better than I did when I was younger. So, yeah.
You look good.
Yay. Yeah. That's good.
Great. Good God. It looks like you just graduated from high school last year, buddy.
He really does. He really does. He looks extremely young. And when he said that, I was just shocked. So I had to say that. I had to give you a little props there.
I was too, Nina Jones. I was shocked too. I go, what? No, I couldn't have heard that right. And so,
thank you, Flying Hound.
I listened to it again, and it's like, good night. I think I even made a comment to you. You know, I made a comment to him, rather. Yeah. What were you, 10 when you had him? but that's good, buddy.
No,
that's
did
good.
You really, DeGray? You adopted 5 siblings from foster care?
Dark Bear, Mimi, Shell.
That's excellent. That's even
hi, Dark Bear. Welcome.
That's
awesome. Hi, Michael Miller.
Hey,
Hi, Asha. Ooh, that
yeah.
was good. Hi, Mr.
A. Asha.
Well, that's awesome of you.
That is
and
awesome.
You've got a
that
good
is just
heart.
Really
that's
awesome,
wonderful.
Too. He's a good guy. You know, DeGray is a good guy. He's got a good heart.
Opening yeah. up your heart and life. So you and your wife are
Hi,
a special couple. Hi, Ralph. Did you see your pictures? I finally posted a couple. So there you go.
We commend you, DeGray. You're a great guy. And
absolutely 100%.
We really admire you here on the Old Man's Podcast show with Dina Jo and Eric. And I do personally. I just
Warren,
like the guy.
9901, welcome.
I follow him so much he probably thinks I'm a stalker.
Jackie Tots.
Oh, well, so hello everybody. Welcome. It's Monday.
Hi, Jackie Tots. Hi,
it
Jill.
Is Monday
welcome.
The 12th. Another great day. Let's see. We are. What is this going on here? Oh man! I tell you, the music show. What happened with the music show? What happened in the music show with all the technical problems? Man, that was just crazy stuff right there. I don't know what's going on. I lost in the beginning.
I know.
Yeah, I was kind of like disappeared, and then I couldn't get the music going, and oh man, it was just a mess. But we finally got it going and had a good time. It was a good time. It was good. Good show. Had about 98 listeners tuned into it. It was fun. It was a good show. Had a lot of good times.
Turn down the racket. I remember that. I remember Asha coming in saying, "Turn it down. I'm trying to sleep over here."
Bloody Americans. Yeah, that was fun.
Quiet.
And while we're talking about the music show, we're having a Motown night this Friday at 8 o'clock, starting at 8 o'clock Pacific time. Friday, 8 o'clock Pacific time, Motown. I went through and I created my own Motown greatest hits thing because I just went through and found the stuff that I like, and I think I found some pretty good ones. Found some pretty good some old ones I like. I just like Motown, and so that'd be Friday night. It's a good time. So anyway, today is July 12th, 2021. It's the 193rd day of the year. Get this. There's only 172 days left of 2021. Only 172 days left. Oh, we're on the downslide. We're on the downside of the year. It is the 29th week in the year, and we're into summertime, 22 days into summer, and we've got 72 days left until fall. You know what? Come on, fall. I've had it. I'm done. I'm done with all the heat.
Scooter.
I'm
Welcome.
Done with the hot weather. I'm done. Bring in the cool. Yeah. Let the Halloween countdown begin. I agree, DeGray. Let the Halloween countdown begin. You know, it seems like.
Hi, Sue M. Welcome.
It's like
Halloween, that sets it off. Halloween comes in and you got the holidays and, you know, oh yeah, that's
then that means snow. Hi, Cubella.
Oh, that's right.
So that means snow for us. I think you're probably, but
you're in Colorado. You could have snow tomorrow.
Right. That's true.
It could be 100 degrees today and tomorrow it's down to 38 and you're snowing. Yeah. Oh man, you guys gotta bear with me a little bit today. I've just got this stinking headache. I've got a headache and feeling a little under the weather. I don't know, it just came on me kind of suddenly. Callie, so you know, guys kind of bear with me a little bit. I'll wrestle through this thing. But that's what I like about it. It's a podcast.
Well, you know, it's National Simplicity Day.
So. National Simplicity Day.
Oh, it's all kinds of days. It's also Eat Your Jello Day. Hi, Lee. Eat your Jello. And then follow it with some pecan pie. Because
eat that Jello.
Pie. It's also National Pecan Pie Day.
That's funny. And hey, we have Ralph William on the phone.
Oh, hi, Ralph William.
Ralph, do you like Jello?
Not since I was a kid.
I know, sick. Right? Or in the hospital. That's the only time you get it. That's what Jello and then popsicles. But popsicles are a little bit better than Jello. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. When you're sick.
Or what is the other one? Sorbet? Is that what that is? Sorbet? Oh, like those icy Jello. Things? I forgot what you call
them. Yeah. Oh, Grammy bought some she brought some not popsicles, but they're ice cream on the stick treats. And it's an orange outer shell with vanilla ice cream on the inside.
Oh, yeah. Orangicle.
Oh, man.
It's an orangicle.
Yeah. Oh, those are so good. Go ahead, Ralph. Sorry, Ralph. Go ahead. What's up, Ralph? What's up, buddy?
No, my friend. I just wanted to see how you were doing. You sounded different. I can tell when there's something a little bothering you. And now that you say it's a headache, man, just drink some coffee. Yeah. Maybe you just need some coffee, some caffeine.
I've been sipping on it as we speak right here.
Very good, man.
Megan O'White, welcome.
I don't get everybody
share. I don't get share the show. Let's break 30 over here. Looking numbers are looking good.
Welcome, Silent.
Right. Oh yeah. We got some great people, and you're part of it. You know, we just have great people in our show. We have great followers and Podbean family members and all that stuff. You guys are fantastic.
Did you switch coffees? Are you back on the Black Rifle?
Oh yeah, I'm back. I just switched long enough to try that fire department's coffee. It's not a bad coffee, but it's not Black Rifle. But I've drank all that stuff, and I'm back on my Black Rifle coffee. So yeah,
is that like extra caffeine? Like, did you get the jitters off of that? I was thinking about picking that up.
No, I didn't. And what was that one I got?
The espresso, knock you in the face, punch you in the face.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Knock you in the head and roll you around.
Yeah, J-Baby always remembers it. It was sock you,
yeah,
knock
I can't
you
remember that.
Skull crusher, there she is.
Skull crushing.
Yeah,
that's their espresso.
Thank you, J-Baby.
Skull crusher. It was a good coffee. It was a good coffee. I just don't think it was as good as... the Black Rifle espresso blend. Yeah, but it was good. I will say it was good. Yeah, it was good.
It's hard when you find something that you really, really like, and then you try something else, and it never really compares to.
Yeah, it's like mayonnaise. It's like mayonnaise. I'm a best food Hellman's. I'm a best food Hellman's mayonnaise guy.
You mean all that stuff tastes different?
Yeah, it does. It is. I can't eat Kraft mayonnaise. I tried it once and went, I ain't ever gonna buy
this. What about
that
Miracle Whip?
You know, I grew up on Miracle Whip. And it served its purpose in our home.
Yeah.
It was good. I mean, we grew up in it. We grew up with Miracle Whip. Very seldom do we ever have mayonnaise in our house. I think my mom bought it when she was gonna make like maybe a potato salad or something like that. But we had Miracle Whip, and she used it for everything. She put it on our sandwiches, and if she made a green salad, she put a couple of big spoonfuls of it in the salad and mix it all up for a salad dressing. Miracle Whip, and so like I said,
isn't
I grew
it a
up
little with, more sour? Isn't it Miracle
I
Whip?
Don't
is
think
that
it's,
more of a?
It's got soury. A more of a tang to me. The tangy,
that's okay.
It's not sour. Mm. It's just a little bit more zip tang to it.
maybe a little bit more vinegary, maybe.
Yeah,
it's been a long time since I had it. But I didn't get it. I didn't get into the mayonnaise until I got married. And when I got married, because the kids' mom, that's what they had in their house was mayonnaise. So, you know, we get married, she's shopping, she gets mayonnaise, you know, and I go, ooh, what's this? Mayonnaise. And I just got hooked on mayonnaise. I actually tried a few years back. I bought a little jar of Miracle Whip. Hey, I remember this. I'm going to try some, you know, and it was like, nah, it just didn't work.
I'm waiting for Dana to throw up in her mouth.
Yeah, she better be careful doing that. She better be careful doing that today with the old man.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. No, go ahead. Make your sound effect.
How was your weekend, man?
My weekend was good. I had a good weekend.
Any exotic foods?
Exotic foods.
No, but I will say this. Grammy made some, we had that tomahawk steak we cooked up here a while back. And so we finished that off and she left the bone. She left the bone there. So she boiled that bone. She boiled that bone
with some of the meat
and boiled it all up. And she made some of the best beef broth I've ever had. I mean, this stuff is fantastic. So we got a big pan in there in the kitchen with this beef broth, and she's going to use it for ramen noodles and that type of stuff today. She's going to cook ramen noodles in that beef broth. So that's good. So, but other than that, that's pretty much it. We didn't have any exotic things, unless you count Panda Express an exotic. So, but no, we didn't do much. No, it's just too hot. It's just too hot to go out and do anything. And just didn't do anything. I am just lazy this year. I don't know. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I looked at pictures that I have in my phone from last year. Last year, we were working on these rooms. You know, last year at this time, we were working on Grammy's room. The office is done. The studio was done. And now we're working on Grammy's craft room. And this year, God, I am just lazy to the bone. Just lazy to the bone. You know, I'll go outside and I'll look at the garden, go, yep, that's the garden. You know, and I'll walk around.
That's exactly what it's going to be.
And then I turn around and I yell at Grammy, hey, you better get out here and do some harvesting. This stuff's getting pretty big. And then I just go sit on the, under the awning on our patio, you know. Yep.
Hi,
yeah, Jeff. Buddy.
Yep.
I'm just so lazy.
No, I feel the same way, yo, man. For some reason, like, this year has been like, I don't know if anybody else feels the same way. It just feels like,
it's been very draining.
I don't need to just do anything. Yeah, it's just draining your energy. I don't know what it is.
It's all the negativity. Negativity.
Yeah,
there you go.
I gotta agree with that, Dina Jo.
It really is. You can't get away from it. No matter how hard you try, it's there. And it's around with so many people, you know, it's everybody. It's gotten into everybody. And it's just, it's a bunch of negativity, driving cars, running around, you know, it's hard. It's hard.
That's a major truth bomb right there. Yeah. I mean, it's just too much negativity and anger and hate. I mean, it's like.
And the news doesn't help at all.
No.
Right. Exactly.
No, that's why I always
bring some more positive stuff.
That's why I always tell everybody turn the news off, man. Just get away from the news. Turn it off. It's just I have just had it. I've had it with all the negativity and the hate and that. You know, I mean, I don't propagate it. I don't go out. I don't go out and propagate it. You know, I go out. I try to be in a good mood. I try to do random acts of kindness. I try to be polite and courteous with people because it helps me. You know,
yeah, it does. Even if that person is negative still, or they don't, you know, it doesn't make a difference in their life. It does help you when you do that. It's true.
It does. It really helps you express that stuff and it helps you. It turns you up. You know, it turns up your good feelings. Your endorphins start running better, you know. And so then that's a good thing. But I mean, let's face it, you know, we just came off a year where nobody could go out and do anything, you know, because of the ridiculous.
Do you think that we gotten used to that? Is that why we're feeling so drained now? Like, we've gotten so used to not being able to go out and do anything that we've just gotten too used to, like, just being at home and being in our own little bubbles.
It's hard to fire the engines back up.
It's hard to break that cycle.
I think you're right, Ralph. It's hard to get that engine fired back up.
It's a combination of all that stuff. Exactly.
Yeah, it is. And we got it. You know what? And we have to fight through this. We have to fight through this as individuals and as society. We need to fight through it. We need to reclaim the joy. We need to go back and reclaim the joy that we had, you know. I was talking with a real good friend of mine this weekend, and, you know, this, you know, we're walking, you know, our life is a path, you know, we're walking down the path, and, you know, we wander off the path, and, you know, we get off in the rough, and we get bogged down, fall into a few pits here and there. Well, we got to get back up, get back on that path, you know, we got to get back on the path and get going. I live in the Pacific Northwest, and we always have people lost. Always have people lost in the woods. You know, there are always people get lost. Some of them never get found. Some of them never get found until, you know, until spring and summer when the snow melts. And then they go out and they find the bodies, you know. Yeah. But the point is, the reason they get lost is because they get off the path. You know, they get off the path. These guys, they go out, they're snowboarders, they're skiers, they're hikers. Mm-hmm. There's designated areas to be. You follow the path. Mm-hmm. You know, follow the path before you. And if you get going and then, you know, you veer off the path, that's like, you know, danger, Will Robinson, danger. Yeah. You're off on uncharted areas and, ice cream, man. Ice cream, man. But, you know, we need to get back on that path, get back to doing the things that, you know, that made us feel good. We need to get back to doing that, you know. Mm-hmm. If you like going to baseball, you know, if you like going to baseball games, go to baseball games. You know, if you like, you know, you like doing this or that, do this or that. You know, you got to get back doing the things that we like. We got to get out. We got to get out. We got to get fight through this stupor that and I blame the governments. You know, they've done this to us. You know, mm-hmm. they've done it. And we blindly followed the guidance. You know, we don't. We've stopped thinking for ourselves, and we just need to get back to free thinking and, you know, come on, we're smart. You're smart out there. You're smart, all smart, people. You know, come on. You don't need to be told what to do. You're smart. I mean, good grief. Come on, people. We're smarter than this, you know, we're smarter than this, and we need to just, you know, grab a hold of things and take control back of our lives. You know, I'm not talking about no big, movement against governments and this and that. I'm talking about your own personal life.
Yeah. Right. Like all you can do is work on it locally. All you can do as little as just making a phone call to whatever local government, you know, is close to you and just voice your opinion on what's going on.
Welcome, PBG.
The more people talk about it in local areas, the more it will trickle nationwide. Things like that, you know.
And it's even more fine-tuned than that, Ralph, is your own heart. Take
yeah, that's
back
true. Don't let like the narrative heart. Like affect you when you're interacting with other people, you know?
Exactly.
Like I've noticed that when I'm out in the streets. Like people really get into their own.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, like the change, like need to start at a local level. I think if it's going to start at a local level, you need to start it with the school boards.
If you're going to change in the local level, you need to start in your own heart.
Start with yourself.
We need to start with ourselves. I mean,
there's a lot of people that don't.
That's where it all begins, right there. You know, you need to say, you know what, I'm done. I'm done with this. I'm done being angry. I'm done being mad at every little thing that I'm being told I need to be mad at. You know, start questioning yourself, you know, am I mad at this because I'm being told to be mad or am I really mad? I mean, there's a big difference. There is a big, big difference, you know, and we need to grab a hold of ourselves. You know, we need to reclaim our independence as individuals. We need to
go get some pie.
Go get some stinking
some pecan pie. It's National Pecan Pie Day. And follow it down with some Jello.
Exactly. Go get some pie. You know. Exactly. That's exactly it. You know, because we've been so confined. We can't go do nothing. Don't do nothing. Don't do nothing. Well, you know what? Go out and get some pie. Good grief, you know.
Get some pie. All types of pies. Go get some pie. Pecan sounds delicious.
You know, I don't know where I was.
Hi, Tanya. Welcome.
I don't know. I may have been in Home Depot or someplace. I don't remember, but I walked in there and the little person is sitting there, you know, with their little masks, you know, to hand out masks and now this.
Oh, hi,
and that.
Jeremy.
And
I didn't even see you come
in. And it's like, I heard somebody say, it was the casino. I went to the casino and I walked in. I go, oh, you guys aren't, screening temperatures now? And she goes, nope. And I go, nice. And then somebody behind me goes, so do we have to still wear masks in here? She goes, if you want to. And I'm funny. I felt like yelling, freedom! You know, right? It's like, it's like, finally, geez, you know. And it was a good experience. It was a good experience up there. Just seeing people having a good time and laughing and all that stuff, you know. But I tell you, I get home. I'm not feeling good. And the reason I wasn't feeling good, Ralph, is because I got dehydrated really bad. And I'm going, oh, no. And then Grammy goes, you got the COVID? I'm going, don't start. Don't start that. No.
That's going to be a long-going joke for a while when everybody gets sick.
It is going to be a long-going joke. Yeah.
Hi, the only crazy lady.
Just remember, everybody, like nobody's mentioned the flu lately.
I know.
So if you start seeing some flu symptoms, don't say it's COVID. It's probably just a regular flu.
Oh, and you know what I just read the other day, Ralph? I can't remember where it's at. There's a country. I can't remember the country now. I should have wrote it down. But they said they are going to stop calling things COVID. They go, if you've got the flu, you've got the flu. We're not going to call things COVID now like everybody wants us to. And I thought, well, there you go. If you got a cold, it's the you got a cold, you know.
Exactly. Oh, man. You should make t-shirts. Bring back flus. Bring the flu back. Bring the flu back.
Free the flu.
Free the flu.
Free the flu. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, thank you for having me, old man. I just wanted to say hello and hope you're doing well. And drink some coffee and an aspirin and you'll be good, buddy.
Hey, but how's your show going, Ralph? How's your show going?
We did pretty good, man. I just finished before I jumped into yours. Sent everybody over here. And
got any interesting topics coming up that you can tell us about that your shows in the future?
I'm just going to be tackling. There's one thing that I'm working on. It's just going to be. I don't know if I'm going to do it live or pre-recorded, but it's just more of someone's testimonial. For what life is really like living in a different country that's not, you know, America. Yeah. I don't want to use any buzzwords, but I'm sure you guys know what it is. So to give an idea of what it is to really live in that kind of that kind of nation. So that way for those that are trying to bring that here, to think twice, you know, just a little history lesson and things like that.
Yeah, that's kind of a little bit of the show you had, the show when you were interviewing the Whiskey Brothers guy.
Right.
That was a good
show.
Yeah, good
show. Yeah, shout out to the Whiskey Brothers 21 serving now and trying to retire in a few years, I think, 55. Yeah. I don't know, but I remember. Yeah. It was a good interview. Make sure to go check it out. It's called Interview with a Military Man. Go check it out. It's with the Whiskey Brothers and follow their podcast as well.
Yes.
They're good guys.
Good podcast, yeah. All right, buddy. Well, keep us posted. You know, you want to get the word out. You got a special show coming up and you want to get the word out. Be sure you come on in and let us know and we'll help promote that for you.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Thank you, everybody.
No problem.
Bye, Ralph.
Bye, Dana Joe. I want to see. I got to see. I don't have Instagram. I don't know if I need to make an account to see those pictures.
Oh, I even have a video too.
Oh, yeah,
do an
man.
Instagram.
My video of my garden. I'm wearing my cowboy.
Well, I love that hat.
And then my other hat, and then I have two more I haven't taken a picture of yet.
That hat you're wearing outside, that is my favorite. That you look so good in that. Dare I say you look hot? I mean, I don't know.
Oh, caliente. Caliente.
Mucho caliente.
Nice. Well, thanks, Dana Joe. You're putting me back on the grid. I might have to start an Instagram.
Oh, gosh. Well, you just have to. Well, I don't know how else to get it to you. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, I get it. I got it. All right.
Okay, break down. Get an Instagram one. Come on.
Yeah. Take care, Eric. Thank you, man.
Bye, bye-bye, Ralph.
Man. Good having you on, Ralph.
Ralph Wynn, ladies and gentlemen, Ralph Wynn, Ralph Wynn Podcast Show. Give him a follow. Check him out. He's on at 6 a.m. in the morning Eastern time. He's got a great show. Very informative. Does some interesting topics. He gets into it. He puts a lot of time into his shows, and he does a real good job. So thank you, Ralph. Thank you. Hey, you know what?
What?
I caught a little bit of Crazy Kane's show. And I got to tell you what, Crazy? You had a good show, man. I got to tell you.
Went on Saturday?
Yes. I was going to write in the comments, but I decided I wanted to give you props on our show live.
Nice.
Crazy, you had a good show, man. That was a good show. Yeah, very good show. he did a good job. And what's really funny is when I tuned in, I'm going, that doesn't even sound like Crazy Kane. I mean, it's like he was a podcaster. I don't know how to describe it. He was just a little bit, it was just a little sounded different, you know? And it's like, yeah. So Crazy, good job on your show, man. Good show. Good show. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. It's
welcome
just good
to
times.
Place.
Good times. Oh, man. Why don't you, can you kind of jabber jaw a little bit, Dina Joe, while I run and get me another cup of coffee?
Yes, I can. Too bad you didn't do that when Ralph was on the line. I could be talking with Ralph. I'm going to talk with Eric.
Well, I wanted to listen to Ralph.
Eric.
Yeah.
Did you know today is, and I have never really, I don't think I've ever met a person. It says National Different Colored Eyes Day. Have you ever met somebody with different colored eyes? I mean, I've seen animals, dogs with different color eyes, but I've never seen a person with different color eyes.
I can't say that I've per se, if I've actually met someone with, you know, one eye that different from the other in terms of colors.
Yeah. Did she really? Are you just saying because she got mad? Oh. One's browner than the other. I thought you were going to say because she got mad or something, like they turned red. Mm. And then it also is International Town Criers Day. Do they even do that anymore? It looks like it's in England or something. Town Criers Day. And Orangeman's Day. What is Orangeman's Day? Let's see. And Irish protesters, it says, has to do with Ireland. Something in Ireland. So those are the days today. And National Brown Paper Bag Day. So try to use paper bags instead of plastic. Mm-hmm. But those are all the days that we had. I went to school with a girl that had one brown eye and one blue eye. Yeah, that's what they're showing here. It's like usually a blue and then a brown, it looks like. But ooh, plastic bags. So how was your weekend today, Eric?
My weekend was pretty good for the most part, yes.
Did you find any new podcasts?
I haven't found anything a lot newer, just probably the same ones that are just starting out.
I see. Because you're always on it looking and stuff. So I just wanted to ask you, nice.
Seeing what looks interesting and whatnot. I know like on Friday, I think I found one that's based out of Canada, and I found them on Twitter and followed them back. They followed me back, excuse me.
Okay,
they're usually on Fridays. I sent them an invite, but I don't know whether they'll respond by coming in.
Oh, hi, Area 81. Oh, I mean, is their podcast on Podbean, or is it on another channel? Oh, okay, what is it called?
I think I got to look at what I post on Twitter. It's like comprised of a group of young guys. They are the hang on just a moment.
Sure.
Yeah. Another one is like the Foot Fetish Inc. podcast, but hopefully Cubella Cade and Lightbright can try to convince him to come in our show sometime. And the other one is like that Art of Floundering, which, you know, he's also a fellow Coloradan of yours and Jess's.
Oh, what is it called?
The Art of Floundering. He does like a satire themed comedy and puppet shows.
Oh.
But I don't know, some people may like it, some people might not, but if you are into satire comedy, that this is a podcast that could be up your alley.
I see. That sounds interesting. And then Mr. A is saying that Just Another Day in Paradise, it looks like, is coming back today. And they haven't seen them in a while.
I think of Steve and Tanya, they've been on indefinite hiatus, like the 2BD podcast based out of Canada.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I think they kind of have like an open forum podcast that it could be just about anything thing and everything. But we're definitely looking forward to having Just Another Day in Paradise coming back with new episodes and hopefully we might have John DeVito surprise us with some shows this week. And I know he's got a show scheduled for next week.
Oh, good. Good, good. Yeah, I know it is.
And hopefully Slightly Serious should be back this evening, of course, but in his normal time slot. But in the event he has to work overtime at his day job, he'll, you know, probably be having to do his shows at a later time.
Okay. Yeah, Just Another Day in Paradise. It's been a while, so it'd be nice to see them come back. And the same with John too. It's been a while,
yeah.
But like Mr. A said, you know, he works for the school system, so that's hard. And I know that John's been busy, and a death in the family and stuff, it kind of takes you away from
well,
this.
Then, and hopefully Jeremy's got some good interviews lined up, like the Angel families, and maybe one or two more big interviews. And I think me and Slightly are gonna see about having the Freethink Institute back later in the month and seeing if we can maybe book some more big guests.
That would be nice, huh?
Yep.
Well, good.
But we know like the 4th of July week for everybody is wrapped up.
Yeah, that went fast, didn't it? I know. I cannot believe it's already going to be August. It's just crazy.
You're back, old man.
Okay, all right. We'll let you back. We'll let you come back. You're welcome.
Oh, no. No, I can. You guys go right ahead. You're doing fantastic.
I know me and Dina Joe just, you know, previewed like some like good podcast shows here on Podbean if nobody's checked them out,
yeah.
Including Foot Fetish Inc. and 2BD podcast out of Canada and the Art of Floundering. And another one I discovered about that same time, Conservative Politics, not conservative, herb, like her emphasis on
like
herb.
Okay.
H-E-R-B. Gotcha. And they're based out of Portland, so basically Conservative Politics is right next door to the old man in Grammy.
Oh.
Yeah, just down the street. Hey, Crazy, yeah, what's going on, buddy?
I heard my name, so I thought I was just being summoned from the shadows. So what's going on, my creepy, crazy friends?
Sounds like you were backing up there for a minute.
And you got a good show on the weekends.
I try so hard.
It was good.
Good.
What's up? So what's going on? What's going on in Louisiana?
Prepping for vacation.
Oh, where are you going?
Mississippi.
Oh, you're just going to go...
right next door.
It was Mississippi.
Family.
You're just going to go next door.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. Everybody needs a vacation.
Doing some fishing.
Oh, there you go. Fishing.
And not for any fish.
What are you going to fish for?
Hopefully an awesome relationship.
Oh, okay.
You're not going.
Oh.
Okay, now you're going that type of fish.
Well.
That,
hey, you guys
need more redness to
do you guys have do you guys have crawdads down there? Crayfish?
Yes.
Yeah.
We call them crawfish. We call them crawdads. I got pictures. I'll send you how we prep them.
I've never had those. Oh, yeah,
the thing you suck their head off, their guts out of their head or something, right?
You can suck the heads. You can eat the tails. And no, I'm not making any dirty references.
No.
This is how we eat.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's how they eat them. Yeah, I had a friend of mine, Dan Purden, and he was dating this girl, and he's just an old country boy too. Likes crawfish and all that stuff, and he cooked up a whole bunch of them, and you know he doesn't really know her. He didn't know her very well, and they're in the getting to know each other phase of the relationship, and had a bunch of crawdads. You know, that's what we call them, crawdads cooked up. And he says he's sitting there, and she grabs one and just starts sucking it, and he just goes, "Oh, that's my kind of girl right there."
I know. It just doesn't sound appealing. Every time you see him do it, it's just, I don't know.
I think they are the coolest looking things in the water, though. We were someplace looking out this, we walked out this little pier into this lake here in Washington, believe it or not, in Washington. And I would think that the water's too cold for them. But we walk out there, and I'm sitting there, and I'm looking. And lo and behold, there's a bunch of crawdads in there. And they look like little tanks running around. I mean, you know, and I thought they were the coolest looking things. You know, just cool. Like just little tiny.
You should see it when we have a storm, old man.
Uh-huh. What happens?
They're all over the road.
Are they really?
Huh. Oh, yes. And I could just walk.
Walk through the shovel so and just start shoveling them up.
With a little net and bucket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It'd be like the grocery store. Backyard
fishing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But see, my family, when we borrow crawfish or crawdads, we do ham.
We do
pineapple.
Yeah, I've never seen them done by themselves. There's always something that goes with them. Something that always goes with them, yeah. Hey, well, listen, when's your next show, Crazy? When's your next show coming up?
No shows this week. I'm going to try to pay everybody respect and support and try to make it to everybody else's show. But in case I don't, please know it's because I've taken a week to disappear.
Well, there
a week
you go.
Of vacay.
Well, listen, go out there and have a great vacation, man. And
sometimes you need to
and,
do that.
Come back and let us know how your vacation was. Why? Post pictures so we can see them. And,
I'm definitely working on pictures.
Cool. Yeah, thanks for calling in and stopping by. Man.
Another thing, too, when I'm not doing my show, I've became a co-host to a new friend of mine named Zilla.
Uh-huh.
Or Zach.
Zilla show? Uh-huh.
Yes. An admin and co-host on his show, and he's
What's
a co-host to my show.
What's his show name?
I think it's just Ziller.
Ziller show. Yeah. He's been in here before.
The Ziller show, random stuff, random topics and stuff. And
great.
But when I return, we're going to be talking about anime.
Well, there you go. Anime.
Oh, all right,
yeah.
Man.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right,
I'm starting to... A lot of people told me you need topics. You need to find topics. So I'm working on topics.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, thanks for calling in and having, and we'll be looking forward to more good reports coming from you, man.
Thank y'all for your support. Thank you for letting me call in. Y'all have a blessed day.
Bye,
and keep the positive vibes going.
You got it, Crazy. Thanks, man. Crazy Kane, everybody. Give Crazy Kane a listen. Like I said, he's got a good show. Listen to him. Good times. I'm like Crazy Kane. I follow so many podcasts. It's hard for me to get in and out of all of them. And plus, I'm busy being lazy. You know, I'm busy being a lazy guy, so I don't get to all of them. So, but checking. I'm not the podcast surfer like Dina Jo is. She's the surfer.
Oh. Yeah, right. No, Eric is the king of that. That's why I asked him if he knew some more.
Well,
Anyway, good times. Good times. Anything else going on? I'll see what's going on, huh? I don't know what's going on. Crazy was saying, you know, coming up with topics and that kind of stuff. And I went, topics? Topics? Who comes up with topics? I don't know. It just we just kind of wing it here at the Old Man's Podcast Show. I mean, we don't really come up with any topics. We just sit down and just start. Everybody just lets me start blabbing, and then we just kind of take off from there. I'm just a big blabber.
Did you get your coffee?
Yes, I did. Hey, did you know that Jimmy Carter is the longest? Living, he's the longest live president. Yeah, he's the longest retired president, the first president to live 40 years after their inauguration. He's going to be 95 years old. Jimmy Carter. You know, I think it's because the guy is active. The guy is busy. Doesn't he have that Homes for Humanity?
Yeah, him and his wife, they do that. And that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he's a busy guy. He's a busy guy, you know. You know, forget the opinions of his presidency and all this and that. Really don't care. But as a human being, he seems like a very nice guy, very giving to society, very giving to the people around him. And him and what his wife's name was Rosalind. Was it Rosalind?
Rosalind, yes.
Yeah. Because I think she's still alive too, isn't she?
Yes,
I believe she is. Yeah. Man, ain't that something, Jimmy Carter? Jimmy Carter. Oldest.
Oh, Jay Baby got to meet Carter.
Oh, really? Well, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. You know, I got to say that I'm at a point now where, you know, I got to be honest with you. I mean, I could put politics aside and all that stuff. And if I had a chance to meet a president, you know, a living president, I would. I mean, it'd be like, hey, how you doing? You know, I mean, it's just... You know, you're meeting the president. You know, you're meeting the president. I mean,
right.
I mean, that's kind of cool. You know, hey, can I take a selfie with you? You know,
yeah. But I know that would be quite an interesting experience meeting like a current or former president. But knowing how with their Secret Service protection, you couldn't get too close to them nowadays because they don't really know whether you are friendly or hostile toward them or not.
Oh, wow. You know, I mean, yeah, I know. But some of them go out of their way. Some of them go out of their way you know, to say hi to the crowd. I'd like to be standing there. Oh, so she was at when they had the DNC in Denver for Obama. She worked in the Broncos stadium.
Lewis's dad met Obama.
Well, there you go. That'd be kind of awesome.
Yeah.
You know, there is one thing I would say to Obama if I got to meet Obama. There was a thing. I'd just lean in really close and I'd say, you know, you're really not that good at basketball, bro.
Oh, my.
I remember one time it was when he was the president. They were doing something, and he had some big outdoor event going on. Yeah, or golf. And he was there, and he was going to shoot free. He was going to shoot three-pointers. So he grabs it and he shoots one, miss. He sat there, he missed 26 times. 26 times till he finally made one, and then he just walks off. And I'm going, man, I'd have quit a long time ago, bro. But funny. It would be neat. JFK. I mean, it'd be neat to neat to meet, you know, famous people. I mean, whether you like them or not, you know, I mean, it would just be fun. You know, it'd be fun to kind of run into them and hi AJFJ. You know, let's be honest, it would be. It'd be kind of fun. Yeah. You know, it'd be kind of fun to run into people, you know. And just say hi. Hey, hi, how you doing? You know, enjoy your work. You know, there is one person, though, I wish I could really have a sit down and talk with. Let's talk about famous people. And that would be Clint Eastwood. I would love to just have a chance to sit down and talk with that man. Because there's so much I would love to ask him about, you know, what is involved in doing movies? You know, how do you make a movie?
Hi, JP. Hi, Saturday Night Smoke. Welcome.
How do you, you know, how does it get started? You know, you read a script and, you know, can you take me through the steps? What do you do as a producer, executive producer, director, and that of movies? How much, you know, what does it do? What do you do? I mean, to me, that's just fascinating. You know, we get to see the final product. You know, we see the final product, but we have no idea what goes on, you know, to prepare and to produce that final product. And I just think it would be fantastic or fascinating to sit down and talk to him. I saw a script reading of a Family Guy episode. You know, that cartoon episode with the Griffins, Family Guy. Seth MacFarlane. And in the reading, there's Seth MacFarlane and the lady that does, you know, his wife's voice and the girl's voice, the guy that does Chris's voice, and Seth MacFarlane. And, I mean, it was fun watching this videotape of them doing the readings because Seth MacFarlane does like 85% of the voices on that show. And he's there reading the script, and he's just doing all the different voices. And they're all just sitting back, just kind of going, oh, you know, waiting for their turn to say their line. But So when I saw that video, they had the actual cartoon playing in a little screen beside it, so you could see the cartoon zoom. And so my first question that came to my mind was, do you do the voices first? Do you lay down all the voices first and then your animators do the animation to the voices, or do the animators do it and then you put the voices to it? Yeah, you know, that's the kind of stuff I'm curious about. Yeah. I'm curious about that. It's like soundtracks. I do know for soundtracks, that's a post filming thing. You know, they come in
post production.
And April Big Sandy, hey, good to see you. They come in and they do it after the movie's made, you know, so they have an idea of the music, what they want, but then they record it and they put it together while they're, you know, the conductor's like watching the movie, you know, and, you know, and they're playing to the movie and they're, you know, putting it all in. That's the kind of stuff that I find very, very interesting, you know, very interesting. There is a movie out there called Hero. Excuse me. It's a movie called Hero, and it stars Sam Elliott. You know, the cowboy Sam Elliott, the guy that's got that that million-dollar voice. And it's about him being an old actor. And it shows a little bit of him doing a voiceover for something. And I'm going, oh, how many times has this guy sat in a studio and done voiceovers, like for commercials and that kind of stuff? Sam Elliott. So, but that's a very, it's a very interesting movie. You know, it's an interesting movie about the life of this old retired actor.
I will.
You know, and what he's going through in life. So if you get a chance to check it out, Hero with Sam Elliott. Not Hero with Jet Li, though that is a good movie too.
Yeah, and the actor like Seth Green, who voices Chris in Family Guy, I remember seeing him like on one of the morning shows a few years ago, you know, being asked like if he ever gets asked to do the Chris Griffin voice, and he normally doesn't do that because, you know, he makes a weird facial expression that does not look good on camera. I don't know if it was this show or another show where it was mentioned that Jean Stapleton, you know, whenever she was asked to do her Edith Bunker impression, she wouldn't do it, but unless she was getting paid to do it, like where she would do her Edith Bunker, you know, walk or whenever she would do her, that's right, Archie.
Yeah,
that thing.
Welcome, Elmore.
Hey, you did that pretty good, Eric.
Yeah. Edith herself, Jean Stapleton, she had other notable movie and TV roles. I know, like, there was a CBS TV movie about that time, like, about where she portrayed Eleanor Roosevelt, and I know she was in a movie, like, called Take Me to Niagara Falls.
Well, she was an award-winning actress.
Yeah.
I mean, she did some fantastic. It's just
she won Emmys and, you know, probably been nominated for Oscars and Tony Awards.
Yeah, it's like Carol O'Connor, the guy that did Archie. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people know him as Archie Bunker, but you know what? That guy was in a ton of movies and an award-acclaiming actor. I mean, this guy was a good actor. And it's amazing. You know, it's just like we were talking about the other guy here a few shows back about the guy that plays Wolverine, you know. God, his name just escaped me again. Jackson.
Hugh Jackson.
The guy is big in theater.
Jackman.
He is big in theater.
Yeah.
I mean, he's actually bigger in theater than he is in movies. And he's a Tony Award winning actor. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah.
Welcome, nobody. Guys,
you know, but that voiceover stuff, it's like, I like another one I like is American Dad. And the guy that does the voice for the son in American Dad, and I can't for the life of me remember his name now. But anyway, that actor, I've seen him in a ton of movies and a ton of shows. And then when I see him, I'm going, you're kidding. He does Steve Smith, you know? Yeah. It's funny. It's like the girl that does Meg. That does Meg in Family Guy. Kunis?
Oh, Mila Kunis.
I
think it was Lacey Chabert at one time.
I think Mila's done it from the second episode on. They did have somebody first, yeah. That's amazing to me that she does that voice. And I've noticed through the years that if you look at the drawing of the character in the cartoon, it kind of looks like her. I mean, it really does.
Welcome.
It kind of looks like her. So I would love to be able to. Go ahead, Eric.
Like in the voice actors and actresses over on The Simpsons, like when they picked Yardley Smith to do the voice of Lisa, she fit that role perfectly. And some people would be pleasantly surprised to see that the voice of Bart is actually done by a woman named Nancy Cartwright.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, yeah. Julie Kavner, you know, is a, you know, character actress who gives Marge her real, like, gravelly voice. And then comedian, you know, can't think of his last name. His name is Dan, who does the voice of Homer. And then you have other actors and actresses like Hank Azaria, who does multiple characters, including, like, the store clerk Apu. Marsha Wallace, you know, God rest her soul, did the voice of Edna Krabappel, the Bart's teacher.
You know, there's a lot of, and Saturday Night Smoke says there's a good movie, a documentary kind of, about voiceover actors on Hulu, In a World. Is that what the name of it is there, Saturday Night? In a World, because I have Hulu.
Sean Charles, welcome.
I'm looking, but you know, that
Castle Langta.
It's just fascinating. This you'd be surprised how many people do that. And I read or saw a thing on somebody that does voiceover work, and they go, they love it. They would rather do voiceover work than actually work on a show or a movie. And they go, really? Why would you do that? And they go because I can just go to work like this, you know, in sweats. I can wear sweat bottoms, you know, t-shirt. I don't have to shave. You know, I just go in and do it. You know, another guy that does a lot of voiceover work is that guy from that Lego show, that Arquette guy.
David Arquette.
That he's got a very familiar voice. And I'll say one thing about David Arquette. You know, we always talk about who's the best Batman and all this and that. Welcome, but you know Chipler. He's got the best Batman voice, David Arquette does. And so that kind of says that the best Batman out there is the Legos Batman, because he does the Lego Batman voice. Oh, it's funny. Have you watched that show, Lego Masters?
No.
Oh, my gosh. You should watch that, Dita Jo. That's incredible what these people could do with Legos.
I believe it.
It's fantastic.
I remember sitting there putting those little things together. I've said this before, spending hours putting together this castle that they wanted so badly. Hours. And then all of a sudden, crash. It's like, Are you kidding me? What did you just do?
No.
No. It's like, no, no, no. The- Legos. My fist in the air to Legos. No Legos. Are
cursed
awesome,
you, Lego God.
Yeah. I know. And then step on one. Oh,
that's the worst thing. That's almost as bad as stubbing a toe.
No, I know. It hurts. Stepping on those a Lego things. These, no, I bet they can make some amazing things.
Oh, they do. And the thing is it's all under a time strait. Oh, it's Will Arnett. Not oh, David Will Arnett.
Arnett. Not
David Arquette. His oh, brother. Yeah. Will Arnett. Got thanks, DeGray. Thanks, DeGray.
David Arquette and Will Arnett are not related.
Oh, they're not? I thought
no,
they were.
Two different names.
Arnett and Arquette.
No, David Arquette is related to a girl.
He is the... He is the ex-husband of Saturday Night Live comedian Amy Poehler.
Oh,
and
really?
David Arquette is the brother to what's there's a
the
girl
Arquette.
Patricia and Rosanna Arquette.
Family. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Okay. You know, I think I'm going to have to make DeGray a member of this of the our all girl slap squad.
Well, not the slap squad.
Welcome back, Mr. Ray.
He's like a. He's such a wealth of knowledge. He knows so much.
He fact checks me all the time. Yeah.
Yes.
See you, AJ.
He's like, I'm fine with this. I'm fine with hanging out with all the girls.
Well, they do call him Sarge.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't know.
Hi,
the girls might get mad. I don't know. I don't know. I think I'll spare you, dear Gray. I'm so spare you. Oh, man. But these Lego masters, I mean, they put together, they say they can put together up to 1,000 Legos in an hour. I mean, just, bah, 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 bah. I mean, they just do some fantastic Lego work.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And I might have that number or the time wrong, because now that I said it, it doesn't sound like 1,000 in an hour. That's easy. So it's 1,000 in something. I don't know. But yeah, if you get a chance, check out that Lego Masters television show. It's, I mean, these guys can slam some stuff. You know.
Bye, Cubella.
Oh, bye, Cubella. Thanks for stopping by. It's good to see you. Come back. We'll be here tomorrow. Hey, thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We're here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. in the morning. We're just a morning podcast to share a cup of coffee with you and get you
welcome, Sam.
Shake all the cobwebs loose in your brain and get you thinking good thoughts and having fun, having maybe a little bit of laughing going on and just a good
welcome
time. We're anti-hate, anti-anger. We try to just spread some good cheer, just good cheer and good vibes, you know. Because life's out there waiting to just beat the bejesus out of all of us, you know. So yeah. We got to go out there with a good frame of mind.
Gotta hang in there together.
Yeah, we got to go out there in a good frame of mind, a good heart, a good mind, and so we can get out there and just beat them, you know. DeGray says that's a little over one Lego a second. So maybe it is 1,000 in an hour. Is it? Yeah, I don't know, but I know they're super fast. They're super fast, and the way their brains work. You know, the way their brains work and just putting all that stuff together. I mean, jeez.
I know. I had to follow the instructions. That was hard enough.
I have a hard enough time just doing anything, you know. I took our grandson when he was a little boy. We took him to some Lego exhibit they had going on. Exhibit. Uh-huh. And you go in there, the stuff that was in there that was made was just mind-boggling. And then they had this little play area set up to where all the kids could go in there and just play with Legos. You know, and I mean, they just had, you know, tens of thousands of Legos in there and all these little kids are in there just clicking and putting things together. And it was fun. It was really fun. But it's a good show. That's a good show. Lego Masters. And I believe it's on Fox. Check it out. It's a good entertainment, you know, especially if you got kids that like Legos. Oh, my gosh. You know. Yeah. But then you'll get sucked into I want them. What were my kids after? You know, my kids were after things like the spaceships from Star Wars and that kind of stuff. I want to make that. And no, I ain't buying that.
Well, every Christmas, it's a new set of something, whatever's popular, you know.
Yeah.
Star Wars, Harry Potter, whatever, you know, comes out and It's in a Lego.
Yeah, I got to agree with you, DeGray. You know, he says watching those things break is heartbreaking. Yeah, because you see all the work and that they put into it, and then it falls apart, and it's like, oh, my God.
That's what saying as a parent, when you're sitting there for hours putting the thing together, and then your child just smooshes it. Yeah. It's like, oh, my God.
Well, you know how you fix that, Dean Joe?
You put him in timeout.
You make it with super glue.
I know. I was like, every one you put together, but you got to make sure it's the right one when you put it together. Because if it's wrong, then it's like, oh, man.
Yeah, super glue them, baby. Super glue them. Now, if I could go out and find a thing of a P-51 Mustang, that World War II aircraft, a Legos thing of that, or a Legos thing of a PT boat from World War II, I'd be tempted to buy it, and I would be tempted to put it together with super glue just so it could be all together. Yeah, I would. I would. That would be fun. It would be fun, man. But it wants to play Godzilla. No kidding. Yeah, really. Oh. Well, isn't that how the Lego movie is? The Lego movie's about a dad that has this big Lego thing in his basement, you know, and he's a big Lego builder, and he has all this out, and his kid – the Lego movie is actually a result of the kid's imagination, his son's imagination down there playing in his dad's Lego village, you know. And if you haven't seen the original Lego movie, you need to watch it. It's a fun movie.
Hi, Victoria. Welcome back.
It's a fun movie. Those Lego movies are the best. I love them. I think they're great, you know. Lego movies are fun. If you get a chance to check out a Lego movie and you just want to be entertained, do it because it's fun. Those are fun movies. I love Legos. I don't love them enough to want to, you know, try to help somebody put them together. I mean, I'd put it together myself, but I'd be the type going, no, 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 get away from here. No, don't be touching that. Don't touch that. No, don't do that. Don't get away. You know, don't put that over here. I'll bite your arm off. everything is awesome. Oh yeah, the everything awesome song. Yeah, that is. You know, we were talking about songs that get stuck in your head, you can't get rid of them. That everything is awesome song from the Lego movies. That's one of those songs. You hear it, it's stuck in your head forever.
I'll have to see it.
Awesome. Oh man. Let's see. You just reminded me when you responded to the only crazy lady. Dean and Joe, I tell you, you have got a girl. You have got a green thumb. Your garden is awesome.
Oh, I mean, thanks.
I mean, I look at that and I'm thinking you need to enter that into a contest or something. I mean, it is.
Welcome in, TB.
And the thing that gets me is it's like 95%. Containers.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you've got it laid out. I'll tell you what, between.
That's why I try to tell people you can do it in containers. And like, I'll go to drop off Aaron at work and there's piles and piles of containers. So all you have to do is find a landscaping place or a golf course where they're constantly replanting stuff and they just throw them away. And yeah, that's all I have. So you could do it.
That is an unbelievable garden. It is absolutely gorgeous. And between your your artistic eye in as far as planting stuff and Lewis's landscaping skills, I'll tell you what, you guys have got a backyard is to die for. You really
Thanks.
Do. I think that's why I've let mine go crazy and let everything grow over it because I'm just disheartened when I see yours. I ain't doing nothing in mine. I no way I can compare to Dina Joe's. No, I'm just kidding. That is a fantastic garden.
Thank you.
Man, it is just beautiful. It's beautiful. Do you guys have a lot of people over and entertain a lot in your backyard?
We have in the past. we're planning some. Flying Ham has been planning everybody to come and put tents up in the backyard. So yeah, to be fun. I saw raccoons the other night. I woke up and I looked outside, the light turned on, you know, that something was moving out there.
Yeah.
And this is the first time I've seen mommy or a daddy and a little one It was just creepy. You see him, they were going along the fence. Nope. But then they came down and then they were in my yard and they were, I saw right where they were. And they were only in there for maybe 5 minutes. And then they went right back up into the fence and I think onto the opposite side into the street. So that was the first.
Did you go over there and look and see if they pooped?
I went over there and looked to see what they did. I didn't see anything.
Okay, that's good.
I don't know what they were doing. They were, I mean, they came down and I thought, ooh, if those little get in my garden, ooh, I'm going to be screaming because it was like around 2 o'clock in the morning.
And trash pandas.
Exactly. Yeah, so they just came down and I could see them in front of the little lights I have in the garden. Uh-huh. And then they went right back up and went out. So I'm not
sure. Yeah, they may have been just exploring. You don't want to find poop, raccoon poop in your yard.
Because then they'll just keep coming back.
Yeah, because they find a place to poop and that's where they're always going to poop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'd keep an eye out for them. And if you happen to see them again, I'd get out there and spray some vinegar or something because they don't like that. They don't like the smell of vinegar. So that would keep them out of your area.
Oh, interesting. Out of that area. I could do that.
Yeah. They're cute, but I tell you what, they are a pain in the butt. Yeah. 1 ounce of lead works and a silencer.
Well, we used to have them when we lived in Colorado Springs. They would come, a family of them, and they would go, like you said, they would go in our window well and poop and come right back out of the window well and leave. It's right. Like, are you kidding me? That's all you're doing is coming into my yard to go poop in my window well? Oh.
Yep, your yard was a latrine.
Yeah, my window well was the latrine. Yeah. Awful.
Well, see, what's nice, I think what's interesting is I think another reason you don't really have, judging by the videos that you show, you don't really have anything out there that would attract them, you know, because they're garbage. They're garbage things. The only thing that would be out there to attract them is your compost, but I don't even think that would attract them. So you got a pretty clean, well-kept backyard. I don't think they're looking for that. They're going looking for
trash. You know,
yeah, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, as long as you don't keep your trash outside in the backyard.
No, raccoons. Our neighbors.
Trash. What was it? What did they call them? Trash. Trash pandas. I love that name for raccoons. Trash pandas.
Yeah. I know our friend Mike Tampa Bay calls it that too.
That is something, man.
That's funny.
Trash pandas.
Yeah, we've had a whole bunch of wildlife. We've had foxes. We have the bats coming out at night. They look like they're dive bombing you.
Coyotes.
And it's the funniest. It's like, wow. Insane.
Old men running around in halter tops.
Oh, I haven't seen him lately.
I think like the only time you would probably like see deer is that they have to be near a water source, like a creek or a pond.
Yeah, I haven't seen it
because typically they're not going to wander too far from those.
Right.
So I've got these friends that build a house up in Battleground, right, that's to the north of us, out in the woods. Yeah, just a beautiful, beautiful house. And man, they're showing videos every now and then of all the, you know, the deer that are running around and all that stuff. And just, it's just beautiful. It's just be so fun to watch that stuff.
Hi, Suresh. Welcome.
They don't really leave anything out there for it to feed or graze on, you know, but they're just always visiting and coming through. And I asked him, I go, hey, Chris, is your garden full of venison or deer meat? Venison? Isn't it venison? No.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No. I said, is your freezer full of that yet? He goes, not yet.
Uh-oh.
But beautiful. It's just beautiful seeing the wild. Oh, and you know what? I don't know where Ralph was. I don't know where Ralph was at. I don't know if Ralph was at his parents' house or something a year ago or something. And he was filming
when he had that video. Yeah.
Yeah. He was filming deer coming up around the area too. Yeah. Yeah. It's fun seeing flight ham. Yes, I have a few around here that have an appointment with my freezer.
Well, you know, it's crazy. It's like, I guess we have the mule. Is it mule deer?
Mule deer.
They don't have the spots on them. They're just kind of.
And they're bigger. They're a little bit bigger deer.
And then when we went to Texas it was like a bunch of little Bambis with all the little spots. I'm like, oh,
those are, and those were probably white-tailed deer.
Yes, they had little white. Yeah. I'm like, oh, these guys are cute. Bambi. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chip.
I know. I almost hit a, and so tasty. Yeah. I almost hit a Bambi once in one of my truck. I almost hit a Bambi. He came flying across the road, I seen him out of the corner of my eye, and I was quick enough to be able to hit the brakes. And this thing, it came from the left side of the road. It took like one leap, hit the ground, and literally jumped over my hood.
Oh my God.
I swear, this thing cleared the hood of my truck. Was going by, and you know, when you see things like that, your mind switches to slow motion almost. And it's like the deer's looking in at me and Grammy, and it's like he's going at us as he's flying by, you know. And it's like I turned to Grammy, I go, "Did you see that?" And you know, it's like her eyes are all bugging. How could I not? I mean, it was interesting. But he cleared the hood of that truck, jumped up and cleared it, you know. And then just landed and scampered off the other side of the road. Yeah, Grammy's got great vision for finding wildlife along the side of the road. And when we're traveling, we don't do a lot of traveling at night anymore because I you know, my eyesight's not that good. But during the day, like in the early mornings or at twilight when it's starting to get dark, Grammy can see that stuff. And she's always we're driving along the road. You know, I'm just a booking, and she'll go, deer to the right, deer to the right. We got a mama deer to the left. We got Bambi left. You know, I mean, she's just calling out where the deer are, you know, so we can start keeping an eye on them and that. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to hit a deer, man.
No, they can kill you.
They can do a lot of damage. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of damage. Speaking of a lot of damage too, I worked in the aerospace industry with airplanes and all that stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
jet engines, and I used to hear these stories about planes hitting birds.
Oh, yeah.
Hitting birds and knocking the engines out. And I just never believed it. I go, are you kidding me? A bird is going to take out a big old Pratt & Whitney, you know, jet engine? It's amazing the damage that birds do. Google pictures of bird damage on airplanes. It'll blow your mind. These things, I don't know. You know,
Miracle in the Hudson.
It's just, yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, just a... little tiny animal like that go in there and just tear all that metal and everything up, just tear it up. Yeah, that was something, because that's exactly what he did.
He hit a
flock of geese or something like that, ducks or geese. Yeah. Well, you know, that's why airports have people that go down the runways and clean those runways. They go and they literally pick up any loose pediment that's on their runway. They pick up all that stuff. Because those jet engines in the front of the jet engine, they're so powerful, they will literally suck you into it. You know, mm-hmm. So.
But look, because those engines are turning at a fast rate of speed, and like that Concorde crash from like 21 years ago, because that plane couldn't get stopped in time, it had to commit to a takeoff, and sadly, all those people on board and four people on the ground were killed. What had happened? A piece of debris, you know, shot up and hit the bottom part of the plane.
Right.
And it ignited the fuel is what happened.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. 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 Those big engines, you know, it's funny how powerful those things are. And it just takes a little, like a duck will tear it down. Amazing. But,
kind of debris on the road.
Yeah. And another thing too, is like, airplanes veer far from volcanoes. You know, the volcano eruptions.
Because of that, because they can't have that pumice and that volcano dust getting in the engines.
That stuff just tears engines up. Yeah. Yeah.
It seizes up.
Looks nice, but you don't want to fly by it. Yeah. Fascinating. Well, isn't that something? I mean, you know, we basically started the show talking about guys going into space, and now we ended the show. Talking about
kind of went full circle.
Yeah, talking about birds crashing into airplanes, taking control of the airwaves. Anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. Appreciate you coming in and checking us out. We're here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. every day this week. We'll be here. Come on in and check us out. this Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific time. We'll be having our Motown show. It's just a good time for music. Eric, you want to plug a few shows before we get out of here?
Well, coming up on Podbean Live today, be on lookout today around 1 p.m. Eastern time for Dark Bear to do the Dark Woods. But in the event if he's being shadow banned, if you're following him on Discord, you'll see a link. Hopefully Cummings is Culture. He'll be on tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time, so be on lookout for him. And the Slightly Serious Show at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time this evening. And more new episodes coming up later this week. And I know we'll be back tomorrow. And hopefully be on lookout for John DeVito to surprise us this week at Ralph Williams' new episodes and many others.
All right, good times. This has just been a fun day. My headache has finally gone away. I got rid of all that headache, so feeling a lot better. Dana, Joe, and Eric, thanks for filling in for me while I slipped away for a little bit. I appreciate it. But get out there and have fun today. Get out there. Let's fight all the hate and anger out in the streets. Let's fight society. Let's fight it. Let's go out and share random acts of kindness. You know, let's go out and combat it with some kindness and courtesy and some friendly attitude and that kind of stuff. Let's get it. Let's get this.
And we got Dina Joe's words of wisdom coming right up.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, we'll do it right now. And now a word from Dina Joe.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us today, you guys. We really appreciate it. Hope you guys have a great Monday, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye.
Dina Joe. Hey, and I want to say one thing about what Dina Joe says at the end, you know, about the smile. You know, the society's out there to rip that smile off your face, people. Society's out to rip that smile off your face. They don't want to see people smiling. They don't want to see people having a good time. They don't want to see people having fun. Well, that's what we're fighting. We're fighting that. So let's get out there. Let's fight a good fight. And let's go after it. Let's reclaim joy and happy and peace and fun. Mm-hmm. Let's get out there and join us. Those are wise words, Dina Joe. Don't ever stop saying them. And, you know, we just got to live by those words. We're going to live by those words. Stay on the path. You're on a path. Good things are happening.
Dude,
good things are in your direction, you know. Don't wander off the path. There's cactus out there to get stuck on. You know, don't wander off the path. Don't fall in the pits. And if you fall in the pits, don't look down at the ground when you're in the pit. Look up. We're here. We're there. We're there. We're reaching out to you. Take our hand. Let us help you pull you out of those pits. Because that's what it's all about.
Surround yourself. Hey, Tony, we're wrapping up.
Surround yourself with the people that you love, the people you like, you know, the good people in your life. Surround yourself by them. If the people are angry, they don't want to be around you, fine. Cut them loose. Cut them loose and move on. You know, your individual life is more important than anything else. We're out of here. The music's done.
We love you. God bless you, everybody.
Love you guys. Bye.
See you next time, everybody.
Come back and see us tomorrow. Later, Gators.
Later.